Oh, it's going, man. How are you?
We are awesome. Very excited to be talking to voice finalist, one of the best beards in country music from Barron, Wisconsin, Chris Cruzy, who's going to be performing not only at Bratfest, but also at the Rigby, and that's for a show for the American Family Children's Hospital. So glad to have you in Madison to rock out some great music on such a great weekend.
Yes, I can't wait.
Isn't it great being a Wisconsinite? You got brats, you're helping out the children's hospital. I know you're going to be a busy man, but I bet that makes you feel good.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I'd rather be busy than bored.
Yeah, that's it, especially in your business there. Yeah, busy is a good thing. Yeah, those that aren't doing a whole lot, well, they ain't doing a whole lot.
Yes. So. And Chris Cruzy, you got to do something that I was so jealous of. You got to be in a video with Manitowoc Minute's own Charlie Behrens. I'm so jealous.
That guy's a riot. That's fun. Yeah, it's kind of fun for me to get to do that. You know, the music stuff a lot of times stays so serious, and I'm not a serious guy.
I know, so. Especially with these funny one-liners that we're going to play after our interview, but here's a couple of your funny one-liners.
My favorite seasons are when the mosquitoes are dead.
I just won the Saturday Night Meat Raffle. Mom, Culver's walleye sandwich is back in season.
Yeah. And we love the Culver's walleye sandwich one, of course.
When I heard that, I went, that legit, my best friend has called me and been like, I don't know if you saw the Culver's in Verona. Walleye sandwich is back.
That's great. That's, and we awesome. Got to see, like you said, we got to see some of your funny side, your funny bone.
Yeah, that's good. My wife was, she was like, I'm glad you're doing that kind of stuff, because at home I'm not, you know, it's, she can't ever tell if I'm being serious or not.
Well, I think you might have the same problem I have. We both are very bearded. I have a very large beard, and you do as well.
Yes.
And if my mustache covers my mouth, so you can't tell I'm smiling unless you look at my cheeks. So it's like, I'm actually happy. I'm not just staring at you, but I think it's you, me, and Chris Stapleton always look like we're upset.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Hey, have you ever been mistaken for Chris Stapleton?
Yeah.
Is it because really? Of the beard, or is it because you wear a lot of turquoise? So I don't know if you've noticed, that guy is keeping a Native American community somewhere in business with all the turquoise he wears.
I know.
He likes turquoise, yeah. Like Brantley Gilbert likes guns and brass knuckles.
Actually, I had a friend of mine, like right when Chris Stapleton broke, you know, that first CMAs where he won all
yes.
those awards?
Yeah.
No one knew who he was, and all of a sudden he won everything. So there was a picture that they got. It was like from a high angle, and it looked a lot like me. And a buddy of mine screenshotted it, and he, full well knowing it wasn't me, and put it on Facebook saying, congrats on the CMA award last night. And friends that were calling me and saying, hey, did you win a CMA? And I'm like, listen, if I was... in the running for something like that, I would definitely let you know.
You would hear it, because I'd be screaming about it. I'm guessing that, has that happened to you before, where someone, because with a beard, you know, you look like everybody else with a beard. Has it been one of those where you've seen a picture and thought, wait a minute, is that me?
Yeah, there's, so my brother went to a Packer game, and last fall, and they were like taking pictures or something, and in the background, there was a guy that looked exactly like me. It's super creepy.
Weird, but it wasn't you.
No, I hope not either. I mean, it wasn't me, or I blacked out and don't remember.
I love it.
It is a Packer game, so honestly, anything could happen. I do have to ask you, because you do have a very nice beard, and I do too, and I'm kind of known for my beard here in Madison, and I get people asking me all the time, tips about your beard. How do you get a beard like that? Do you have any beard growing tips for anyone who's looking?
Just give us one.
Yeah, a bearded beauty like you and me.
The top tip from Chris Cruzy about the beard. Go.
Well, you know, if you're going to start growing a beard, there's going to be a stage where you look like a sick billy goat, and you got to just fight through it and stick with it.
There it is. Yes.
Yeah, I always tell people, the more number one thing you got to remember, don't shave.
We're so excited to see you live. A doubleheader with Chris Cruzy Friday here in the Madison area. We're so excited to have you at Bratfest. How many brats are you going to eat?
Oh, man, probably at least a baker's dozen.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and then helping out to the American Family Children's Hospital benefit concert. We have all of it posted, so you can get the tickets and the info for that. And then, of course, Bratfest is free. Whoop, whoop.
It's gonna work out great because, you know, after I eat all those brats, I should be near a hospital.
Absolutely. And I'm very excited to meet you because I'll be the one that gets to introduce you on stage. Great. So I'm really excited to meet you. You know, we followed you on The Voice. We've been listening to you.
Of course.
I'm very excited that we have one of our Wisconsin's own such big things. That's really great. And thank you so much for taking some time with us.
Yeah, just don't get your hopes up too much. I'm a jerk in person.
So. Oh, me too. Okay, so we might get along then.
Don't get Jackson mad. Oh, boy. Don't poke the bear.
Thanks, bud. You have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Talk to you later.